This is Keepsakes, the podcast. I'm Jay Agonoy. It's the 79th episode of the podcast. And again, thank you very much for listening and watching wherever you may be, wherever, whichever platform you're listening or watching to. On this episode, we're going to talk about the, of course, this is still a currently trending topic with the end of Kiss Anime. Where will people go and what could be the fate of all those who are watching online when this happens? So on this episode, I have 3 guests with me. So we'll proceed right there. All right, guys. So we have here more guests. We have here on my left is Donnie Medina of Chisu Studio, cosplay photographer, also an avid anime fan. Below me is Marlo Barceliano of Anime Corner, the Anime Corner, the main one. And on below me siguro as well, on the left, is one of our consultants sa Keepsakes. His name is Kutsu. We'll call him Kutsu. Josokawa, good evening. Right. So let's start with the main topic. Ano? Okay, so nasara na yung Kiss Anime, yung Mangamura na, ano na, nasara na rin. Naresto na yung alleged owner dito pa sa Pilipinas. Right, I'll start with Donnie. What's your take on the whole Kiss Anime shutdown?
Actually, matagal na yung Kiss Anime. Ilang beses na sila nagpalit, di ba? From .com, tapos naging .org, tapos naging .ru, tapos naging nagkaroon ng .somewhere. So, palipat-lipat na sila ng servers. So, matitake natin doon na parang sobrang tagal na silang hinahunting noon na i-shutdown. So, it doesn't come as a surprise now para sa akin na one of these days mag-shutdown tong Kiss Anime at hindi na siya makakalipat kung saan man.
Parang sabihin natin just parang inevitable. No? Oo, kasi 'di ba ang huling balita is that okay, Kiss Anime, yung servers namin ay nasara na. So, done for na. Even if we change domain addresses or IP addresses, as long as hindi na kami makakonect sa server dahil wala na kaming server, out na, wala na, finish na.
Kasi kahit ilipat nila yung servers nila sa ibang bansa, pagka inilaunch ulit nila yan as Kiss Anime dot something kung saan bansa sila, mahuhuli na naman sila eh. Lalo na yung ano ngayon, sobrang active nila sa crackdown niyan. Ng mga illegal anime sites. Kasi, alam ko kasi by January next year, magte-take into effect na yung law na pinas sa Japan last June. So, they're laying the foundations now as a warning pagka nag-take effect na yun.
And in that sense, it's not just Kiss Anime, also Kiss Manga, ano pa bang mga sites?
Oh, lahat. Lahat ng Kiss.
Lahat ng Kiss.
Oh, kung may Kiss Games man, Kiss something, lahat 'yan. As long as pirated content sila, illegal without consent ng mga may-ari ng copyright, o kung intellectual property, hahabulin talaga sila. Until they shut down. Hanggang sa merong criminal penalty sa kanila na i-charge.
So, you know, prior to all of this Kiss Anime, Kiss Manga shutdown, ABS-CBN already had struck down kung sino man na may-ari nung Kiss Asian. But then again, they're up again. Pero I'm not sure now. We won't tell. So, yun yan. How did they survive like that? Ano? And paano, kumbaga, parang kasi pag sinabing Kiss Anime, this is the anime site that people go to pag wala silang pera pang subscribe, which is most of us are, and they only have like internet connections, etc., etc. They just have to bypass yung parang mga captcha di umano, that kind of captcha na hindi basta-basta. Ano, that's the next level captcha, if I may say, kasi Google has automated captcha na eh. Kumbaga parang it will just detect kung, if it just give you the puzzle kung talagang robot ka sa tingin nila. So, okay, moving to Marlo, what's your take on this Kiss Anime shutdown?
There will be a lot of alternatives that would pop up here and there. But that what we have to take note is Japan itself is getting aggressive on protecting their copyright because it's part of their economic drive. But due to that, lumalabas yung mga problems how it can be sustainable and how can and they have to think a lot of alternatives. Like for example, they have to be diverse in their licensing as well as their distribution. Kasi yun naman talaga ang it's one of the factors. I repeat, that's one of the factors. That's not the entire factor. So just to lessen the impact of piracy, kasi and since they have their own laws to be amended by next year, other international laws will also apply. So it will be another diplomatic hurdle to extradite people who host the servers and all. Though it's quite possible that you might have an increase of crackdowns, but it will be a long journey na just to get rid of those pirated material. Kasi once you shut down one or two platforms, I think 10 more would rise up somewhere and so on. That's a very, it's a cycle actually.
Okay, and that's, yes, it makes sense kasi kung wala mapanood na anime yung mga tao, they will find any place where they can go to, even the risky ones. Now, let's go to Kutsu. What's your take on this Kiss Anime shutdown?
So far, what I think what's going on, what's even worse is they're taking, what I figured out in the past few months then is how Kiss Anime always comes out, even kahit may crackdown nangyayari. They would always try to aim service providers na wala pang copyright laws in that specific country. To what I know, it's, ewan ko kung totoo yung sa New Zealand na wala pang ganun. And they even welcome piracy over there.
Mm-mm.
That's what I've heard. There's this website na na-check out ko lang kanina lang. It's called kissanime.nz. So that website is up, running right now. It's a New Zealand-based server. I just don't know na paano sila naka-acquire ng ganun.
And take note, maraming clones ang Kiss Anime. Not the original, but there are many clones.
There are many, yeah. Mm-mm. Ang worry ko lang naman is, so far, maganda naman yung solutions na nakikita ko on how they do the crackdown and anong mangyayari pag nawalan ng source yung isang tao, what are their alternatives. So parang, I guess sana nagwe-welcome sila ng alternative na you can check out YouTube, meron naman naka-upload doon sa Muse Asia, or yung sa Anime Log, yung mga nangyayari right now. Sana ang ginagawa nila is, besides the takedown, they'd also advise ano yung alternatives na lang para that way, alam ng tao pag pumunta sa website, di ba? At least, that would drive the people to know saan sila pupunta. And they wouldn't resort to piracy anymore, kumbaga.
Mm-mm. Kasi if you talk about the culture of piracy, there's this culture of entitlement and all that. I think I've mentioned this in one of my opinion pieces before sa Jagone.xyz. But let's go back to Donnie. Since we're at it, itong effect na sa mga kapwa tayo anime fans, where do we watch? There's alternatives, pero sometimes you will be thinking, anong latest anime, mga ganun, di ba? Kasi ilan lang naman ang mainstream anime na sa simulcast to other countries. So for example, we take this Chinese website called iQiyi. I don't know if that's the right how I read it is right, but they have Sword Art Online Alicization up to the latest episode. And they also have Rent a Girlfriend up to the latest episode. Kumbaga parang it's not available in Southeast Asia to other sources but iQiyi. So parang nagtataka ako, how are they able to have that license and all that? Kung do they have the license or they arrange it with other parties? Kasi iQiyi is a platform eh. So Donnie, where do you watch anime right now?
Ako kasi more on downloads ako eh. Torrent guy ako eh. Kasi, syempre, gusto ko siyang minsan ulit-ulitin kada episode or whatever. Mm-hmm. Pero alam ko kasama yun dun sa First Amendment nung law na pinas ngayon eh. Mm-hmm. Yung mga file sharing na ano, kasama yung mga leech websites eh. Dun sa ika-crackdown nila eh.
Uh-huh.
So pagdating ng January 2021, most likely, mawawala yun to some extent or mababawasan. Baka mamaya hindi na niya.se, niya.nz na rin siya.
Mm-mm.
So ang parang pinaka ano ko lang kasi dito is yung Japan nagmo-move forward sila sa pagka-crackdown ng illegal content. Yun nga lang medyo nalilate sila sa pagsusupply ng content.
Mm-mm.
Alam niyo yan? Kasi meron sigurong mga ano, you can buy through the Blu-ray, the DVDs. Kaso puro ano siya, mainstream content eh. Usually ang mga pirated na content is actually maniniwala kayo yung mga Naruto, yung mga sikat na anime, they're not really as pirated as much as yung mga obscure titles.
Yes, yung mga niche titles.
Kasi wala ka talaga makikita nun eh. Mm-hmm. Unless na pumunta ka sa piracy site. So ang ano, merong ito may na ano lang ako na yung Bandai yata tsaka yung ibang mga anime publishers, yung mga animation studios, gagawa sila ng isang YouTube channel to show yung mga content nila. Yun nga lang kasi, which we go back to the original problem, hindi lahat ng obscure titles, puro mainstream titles lang din ang ilalagay nila dun eh.
Mm-mm.
Yun yung problem. So, hindi ko alam.
Mainstream old archives kasi other licenses that they have to show are on the license kasi basically, ilalagay doon is basically yung mga hindi pa inilalicense sa Crunchyroll, sa Funimation, sa Anilog, sa Anime Lab, and any licensors out there. But it's a good start kasi it's not, for me, it's not a one big snap that you have to put a single archive and not to mention subbed English or other language available. Kasi it's a logistic, it's cost, it nagpapatong-patong pa yung cost doon and it's not just an easy way na sabihin natin that people are watching this show, they have to license it, another process, another country to country, you know, they have to set their own representative, they have to set it. So I think what they're doing now, to be fair, is it's not a solution, it's not an alternative to what we have, but they are slowly introducing the pieces that they are trying to show more archives available to the public. But then again, as my team discussed, it's not basically the end of the streaming service, but rather it's just a small step towards introducing more titles. But everyone knows that it's not easy to introduce all archives simulcast in every location all across the planet. So it's a lot of logistics, it's a lot of costs involved, and at the same time kaya napapansin natin puro mainstream yung mas accessible kasi people have a demand on it, and they also have to base the demand the audience on these foreign lands, and might quite possibly translation or in other industries, dubbing, which is another industry. So it's not, people are demanding quick changes of the problem, which is, it's not that easy in my opinion kasi hindi naman yun kailangan, marami naman nanonood sa audio sa buong mundo, dapat bilagay nila. That's not how licensing works, diba? That's why the piracy bridge does, because they ignore those borders, which cause people, the licenses, not because the studios are on a different topic in my opinion. But as a distributor, again, not the entire anime industry itself, are the ones having a lot of things to do. So I think I think if ang pinaka ideal dyan would be a single monopoly Like Sony, for example, Sony owning a lot of libraries all across the world. Kasi yes. yung mga licenses nila, you just, they can just lease it to every, to their subsidiaries all across the planet. Yun na yun. But if you talk about monopoly, it's not that simple again. Kasi you get rid of competition and at the same time, hindi naman siya a good solution. In my opinion, kasi nawawalan ng competitiveness. You're just gonna release something that they make money. So, I guess what we need as a fan, I mean, what we need to assess ourselves is if you are watching if you can support channels that are available to us, for example, in News Asia, in Anime Log, in our region, which is very, we are very fortunate kasi it's on YouTube and it's free. All you have to do is watch an ad or mag YouTube premium ka lang, 200 lang naman yun a month. So it's a lot, it's very convenient. And people are, syempre, wala na, and still, people are also watching non-official sources kasi hindi naman available. But I think the market is slowly turning towards them kasi naman, kasi it's there. Once it's there naman, slowly but surely, lalapit naman yung tao.
Mm-hmm. And I think I can see this in Spotify, ano? Kasi diba, there's lots of anime tracks nowadays sa Spotify. I believe soon enough, makakarinig ako ng Nana Mizuki soundtrack sa Spotify. Those are the kinds of tracks na mahirap hanapin online, ano? So, back to Kutsu. With all these things, of course, there's that distribution model sa YouTube. And with the success of that model, siguro nakita ng Japan, ng studios, maybe this can help. What do you think about the Anime Log thing?
My only concern lang is, ito ba yung, this is the studio, tinatawag nilang Anime Log wherein all the studios are going to be in it?
Most, but not all. So,
we get lucky na makukuha natin dun yung mga obscure titles na medyo, like for example, may mga underrated shows in the season, ganun. Then I don't see any problems with it. I guess my only concern lang from there is parang, syempre, YouTube is based on giving their profits naman based on sa popularity. So the only issue there is, would there be enough cash flow for them to earn that? Parang ganun eh.
Mm-mm.
So I'm pretty sure there'd
be enough ad money, kumbaga.
Very limited sa i-release nila sa Anime Log. Na, let's say for example, yung mga titles na kumita na sila ng more than they ever need. Mm-mm. Then most likely yun yung makikita natin muna doon. Pero yung mga obscure titles na nag-gain pa lang ng traction, nun pa lang nag-gain ng profit and all, feeling ko, yun yung mga matagal-tagal pa natin may kita. Like what I've noticed, parang model niya ng HBO wherein they get the latest movies. Kasi mapapanood mo ang Avengers Endgame 2-3 years from now pag pinimere siya sa cinemas. So, diba? In my thought, parang ganun din yung mangyayari. Kasi they have to really gain the traction muna bago nila ma-reap yung profits na, nga, dahil sikat yung anime na to, they be able to upload it online sa YouTube, ma-reap nila yung benefits ng views, and then yung ads, then yun. Yun lang yung, my only concern lang talaga is yung obscure titles. Like, how are they gonna be able to put it out there? Yun lang. I guess it's gonna be yung support ng tao towards that platform that would encourage other studios to follow. So yun.
Mm-hmm. In this case naman kasi, let's put into example, yung Toei Tokusatsu World YouTube channel, they streamed older titles. Mga, let's say, mga 1960s, ganon. Some titles dated mga 1960s, 70s. Some of them are already being uploaded, streamed on the Toei Tokusatsu World YouTube channel. Siguro that's one factor na rin, kaya convinced yung mga distributors na maybe why not we can show this on YouTube. So
I'm familiar with that. The reason why nagagawa nila yon nang walang tama ng copyright is because yung mga shows na yan, they're already open to the public domain. So meaning everyone is free to get a copy of that, do anything they want with it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yung issue na yan started with public domains. Pansin mo, hawak pa rin ng Disney si Mickey Mouse. Yung mga icons na characters. Yes. It's involved in the public domain. Mm-hmm. Gumawa sila ng loophole wherein Disney would be able to sue you kung may ginawa ka about sa characters nila.
Okay. Ginawa ang negative.
Yeah. So, yung mga shows na nakikita natin from the 1960s and all, and they're being uploaded on YouTube without any issues, is probably because open na siya sa public domain. So, there's no reason for copyright owners to earn profit from that.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's the 50-plus creators' lifespan rule.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. So, moving back to Donnie. So, yun nga, no, we've come to this far na nowadays, dati kasi, di ba, dati kasi I just torrent and all that. Ngayon, parang kung merong snafu, kung origairo sa snafu, meron din sa IKEA. That's a thing. So, doon nila ako manonood. Parang, di ba, there's a choice. Would you still stick with torrents? Or if you are one watching para mga obscure titles, if all of these obscure titles are already distributed through legal means?
Actually, kung meron silang mapoprovide na yung easily accessible na legal means to watch, why not? Kasi para sa akin, may trabaho naman ako, so I can afford. Ang problema is yung mga walang trabaho. At yung wala talaga, I cannot afford yung ano. I cannot find a solution for them, pero talagang kung meron lang silang may offer na parang legitimate na yung easy access na makakapanood ka ng anime, I think people would support it eh.
Mm-mm.
Ang problema kasi, balik tayo sa mga obscure titles tsaka yung mga ano, I'm not sure if meron talagang subtitle na sila niyan or dub. Dub siguro pagka na-license yan outside Japan. Pero yung subtitles, yung mga fan subs kasi, hindi naman nila pwedeng kunin yung subtitle ng fan subs eh. Tapos isalpak nila sa official na anime, tapos i-release nila as official license. Good. I think hindi nila gagawin yun. Kaya sobrang tagal, sobrang magiging matagal ang pag-churn out ng mga obscure anime titles. Pero wala tayong choice eh. We just need to wait na maglabas sila ng mga ganon. Kaya yung, kasi nandito tayo sa awkward point ng transition eh.
Mm-mm.
Yung transition natin from get anywhere you can na anime to moving to a legitimate platform so you can watch for subscription or whatever. Diyan sila magkakaroon ng napakalaking backlog.
Mm-mm.
Dahil halimbawa, ano bang obscure title na hindi talaga kilala ng ano?
There's a fishing anime. The fishing anime.
Seven Eyes.
Narinig
mo na ba yung anime na Seven Eyes?
Not yet.
Oh, shit.
So example yon, Seven Eyes. Alam mo, ako, gusto ko manood nun kasi ang ganda ng team nun eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung bang studio nun or yung kung sino man yung may copyright holder nun eh, mai-release niya ba yun? Na may subtitle or dubs? I don't think so. Pero kung maghahanap ka sa internet, meron na siyang subtitle. As early as lumabas yung episode, meron na siyang subtitle.
Mm-mm.
Actually, yun ang magiging napakahirap na transition natin for paid ano eh, for paid subscription eh. Is yung mga titles eh. Kasi madali yung ano eh, madali yung mga ano na yan eh, yung mga mainstream eh. Kasi usually, yung mga ganyang mainstream anime is licensed outside Japan. So, nakakuha sila ng talent to dub it out or makakuha sila ng talagang hired people to make the subs. Pero yung transition natin sa ganun, yun yung mahirap. Kasi, unless na you learn Japanese talaga, hindi mo talaga maiintindihan yung ano eh. Hindi mo talaga maiintindihan yung anime eh. Hindi mo siya masusundan. Hindi mo malalaman kung ano yung pinag-uusapan nila. Kahit sobrang galing mo sa context clues eh, na nangyayari, hindi mo talaga siya masusundan as it is intended.
Mm-mm. So, with that yung, said, sige, go.
So, yun yung main problem natin eh. Ako, tatanungin mo, if mag-torrent pa ako, kung kung yung pinapanood ko is nandun sa legal na ano, legal na mean, manonood doon ako manonood. Kasi alam ko legal yun eh. Tsaka parang support na rin doon sa industry, although sabi nila wala pa rin daw epekto yun doon sa mga animator na
naghihirap. The middleman thing,
it will not make a difference in their lives. Pero yan yung ano eh, kung ano yung legal, doon ka. Pero kasi kung yung papanoorin ko wala doon sa legal, anong choice ko? Syempre, maghahanap ako ng paraan para manood. Halimbawa, merong ngayong season, ano yung pinaka-obscure na title na sa tingin mo eh hindi malalicense outside Japan? Yung ReZero, alam ko, ReZero, maano yan?
Misfit Academy, for sure.
Ay, yung ano yung, basta yung Academy something, yan.
Yung Maugakuen Futegiko siya, yun, palagay ko hindi lalabas yun eh.
Pero ano ba? I think nasa Aniplus siya ngayon, Aniplus Asia. It's on cable,
Nasa Aniplus Asia siya, oh good, kung nandun siya. Si Peter Grill.
Peter Grill, hindi ko alam yan.
Yung questionable content na yon ni Peter Grill, mm-mm, na almost borderline hentai na siya. Sa tingin mo, ilalabas yun ng legal, ano? Legal site?
Tanong natin sa kapitbahay na interspecies reviewers, baka matanong yan, baka masagot nila yan. Kasi di ba, yung I Can't Believe It's Not Hentai, scrap ni Funimation after a few episodes.
Oh no.
Tapos tinapos ang distribution after a few episodes. So hindi, in the US, if you're sticking with Funimation, hindi natapos yan.
You'll have
to find it somewhere else because you just can't believe it's not hentai.
hindi nila kayang ilabas yan. Ang dami natin yan, Mahugakuen. Masugakuen pala. Hindi talagang borderline. Hindi lalabas yan sa legitimate ano, unless mag-create sila ng ano doon ng separate na classification na you're 18 or above before you can watch this or whatever. Pero kung uunahin ba ng Japan 'yon kaysa doon sa mga wide pwedeng mapanood ng mas maraming tao? I don't think so kasi usually nagkakaroon lang naman ng English dub or English sub if merong enough interest in the West to get them from the East. Diba? Alam mo, yung rental girlfriend, I'm sure magkakaroon niya ng ano,
parami.
English version.
Oo, they are stepping up.
I think by September 4 to 6 sa Crunchyroll Expo, they will have Aoyuki. So, definitely, baka si Crunchyroll ang mag-release niyan ng
usually si Crunchyroll. Actually, may subscription.
Do they have a dub sa Crunchyroll?
Alam ko, subtitle sila.
So, baka mapunta sa funny yan. It's either funny or funny canyon.
May subscription ako sa Crunchyroll. Mm-hmm. May subscription ako sa Crunchyroll. Pero, alam mo yun, hindi naman lahat napapanood ko sa Crunchyroll eh.
Mm-hmm. Last time I checked sa Crunchyroll lineup, Boruto lang yung nandun sa lineup na ano. As a non-subscriber, I can only see Boruto in the Philippines. Which is sad. No. Hindi tayo ang target market nila.
Yung Netflix natin. May anime ba sa Netflix Philippines?
Meron. Marami.
Marami. Kasi, nakaka-catch up na sila. Pero pagka nag-VPN ka papunta sa mga ibang bansa, sobrang dami sa ibang bansa compared dito sa Pilipinas na Netflix. Pero it's good na nag-step up na yung Netflix to acquire more anime titles under their belt dito sa Philippine side. Siguro, we just need to give time dun sa mga legitimate outlets to acquire licenses or whatever rights they can so they can show the anime dito sa Pilipinas for yung local subscription natin. Pero, yun nga, may ano rin ako sa Netflix, mayroon din ako sa Crunchyroll, so meron akong mga legitimate sources ng anime. Pagka yung anime na gusto kong panoorin is wala doon, doon tayo nagkakaproblema kasi we're forced to go to our best friend niya that is I.
Ayan. I wish I could have more time ano, pero at the last 4 minutes of this discussion, I'll go to Marlo to say his parting words. What can you make up about this? 1 minute.
Well, it's not the end of of yeah, anime streaming, whatever the fuck we are doing actually. Because once the news nag-release yun, everyone's panicking. So it's very nonsense. Eh. So you can still watch. Hindi ka aarestuhin ng PNP pag nanonood ka ng stream according to some people, but expect some a lot of takedowns, but you have a lot of sources, so you'll be fine. And you can expect a lot of legitimate sources to have more art, more libraries in the anime, even simulcast like Views Asia, and even Netflix have a 3-day episode.
Or even Hong Kong's anyone. Okay.
Yeah. Even Netflix here are great kind of competitive kasi isayam ang may three episode delay lang ang Fire Force season 2 sa Netflix. Mm-hmm. Even Kaguya last season kay 3 episode delay, it feels like you're watching like in Japan with subs. So yeah, you have to expect a lot of good things from here. So you should be optimistic about it.
Mm-hmm. Time. Okay, Kutsu.
Well, I just hope that in the near future, whatever the rest of the world is getting, sana makuha rin ng Southeast Asia.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I guess what I think, I just hope na sana ma-figure out ng studios how are they gonna monetize the people of Southeast Asia to put out their content here. Kasi yun lang yung nagiging challenge right now is how they're gonna make money out from the people na they would know na baka i-pirate nila yung shows, ganun. Mm-hmm. So I hope that they find something profitable for them that would work for us.
All right. Thank you very much, Kutsu. Donnie, parting words.
Para doon sa mga nag-aalala kung mawawala yung piracy sites na ano, I think it will take a longer time. Hindi siya immediate na mawawala na next year, wala na talaga lahat. May mga magsusurvive dyan kasi maraming loopholes. Pero sana, hindi sa binibigyan ko kayo ng pag-asa, sana itong mga period na to, like na nagta-transition yung anime companies na mag-produce ng legitimate mode of distribution ng mga anime. Sana tayo din, little by little, maghanap na rin tayo ng paraan so we can enjoy our anime legitimately.
Mm-mm.
Yun lang.
Mm-mm. So with that, thank you very much to our guests, Marlo Barcellano of Anime Corner, our consultant sa Keepsakes, si Geoffrey Kutsukawa, and Chisu Studios, Donnie Medina. And with that said, my parting words for everyone is that we will get used to it. Like how I get used to listening to Spotify, how I get used to watching Muse Asia or anyone in Hong Kong. They already some titles already have English subs. And if we get to see yung kanilang mga titles, is parang, oh, there are some obscure titles here. So go check out your YouTube channel, Muse Asia, anyone, and then go check out Spotify for the latest tracks. Again, we will get used to this. Trust me.
That wraps up another episode of Keepsakes, the podcast. New episodes can be heard at anchor.fm/keepsakes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to visit me on social media for updates. Facebook.com/keepsakesbyj, Twitter @jayagonoy, youtube.com/jayagonoy, and my blog at jayagonoy.xyz. I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. Until next time.